Welcome back to the Tall Chairs of Portland. Oh, I'm sorry. A People's Guide to Publishing.
At last, I can look you in the eye.
Or can you? This week.
Not anymore.
Episode 59. I am your host, Joe Beal, the autistic publisher, author of A People's Guide to Publishing, the book, and founder and CEO of Microcosm.
I'm Ellie Blue. I'm the marketing and editorial director here at Microcosm. So today we're going to talk about budgeting for uncertain times. And I am basically going to turn this 100% over to you because I know how to divide by 12 and then multiply by 4, but I...
That's part of it. That's a lot of it, actually. Psychology has a term for the avoidance of information that might be unpleasant. You're going to say, I don't have time, or I'm really busy, or whatever, but like this is... Probably the most important thing is to outline your finances. So compare it to the year before and calculate when you will be in crisis.
So like compare what to the year before?
So your daily income.
Like every day or like for the last 3 months or for week by week?
You know these people owe you money. You know these people are generally on time at paying you money. You know more or less when they will pay you money. So from all of that, you can create predictive expectations of when you will have this money and how much. And then from that, you hopefully have a budget where you say, I owe these people this amount of money on this day. You have your budget, you have your money coming in, you have your money going out. And you want to look at that over a period of time. So you want to say, this is our story in March. This is our story in March of 2019. This is our story in April. This is our story in April of 2019. And you look at how those match up. And that will essentially tell you the story of your own current trajectory. So if a lot of people really tend to catastrophize, though there is another kind of person that really can't ever see harm coming down the road until it's like completely driven over top of them. And so you want to take your emotions out of it as much as you can and say, okay, this is the amount of money we expect to receive this month. This is the amount of money we expect to pay in the following month. When are we going to start to run into trouble given a very conservative projection? You know, and that's really, you can't plan on winning the lottery or robbing a bank, so take those two options off the table. But you can expect reasonable amounts of consistency based on what's happened in the past week, for example, based on what's happened in the past month, you know, because all that time has been during pandemic. So it's not a perfect indicator, but it's a better indicator than you have elsewhere.
How do you know, like, who will be able to pay their bills next month and who won't? Like,
you know, I figured that we would soon get all these notes from people that were like, we don't have money coming in, so we can't pay you. But the opposite happened. You know, we sent out about 150 overdue notices to retailers that owed us money. And within a few hours, 40 of them had paid up. You know, within a few days, half of them had paid up. You know, so it was really quite the opposite of what I had expected, which again was a conservative estimation of an outcome when, you know, in reality, most outcomes are middling. You know, they weren't all going to pay. I knew that. I knew some of them were going to be having problems. You know, I knew some of them were going to be day to day. But a lot of them, honestly, were just, you know, they paid what they owed. They didn't make a fuss about it. A lot of them apologized and wished us well.
Wow. So say someone is doing these budgeting predictions, just kind of looking at money owed and then money that you owe and money that you expect to come in, and you have the realization, okay, on May 15th or on November 3rd or on, oh my God, last week, I can't pay my bills given the amount of income I have. What are the next steps then?
Well, then you have to start thinking through where you have flexibility and or leverage, you know, where there's people you can borrow money from if you don't have a credit line already, where there are people that you can negotiate payment plans with, where there are people that work for you that would happily work fewer hours, where there are places in your budget where you can make those two numbers even out. Because, again, the worst thing you can do is have this sneak up on you or have this sneak up on people that you want to rely upon and trust you, you know?
And we are finding that we're needing to, like, reprioritize some staff people's time.
Yeah. And partly, you know, a lot of that comes down to, like, their own mental health because, you know, if there's true anything about this moment in time, it's that people need to cope in different ways. And sometimes that is not going about business as usual.
For me, it's involved writing a lot of copy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Which is partly for mental health and partly because suddenly people have time to browse our website.
Yeah.
Way more deeply than previously.
And I'm enjoying production work much, much more than I'm enjoying responding to, like, the 100 to 200 emails a day I normally respond to.
Everything's different.
Because it's just much more fun not to have somebody constantly writing back 5 minutes later because they're not at work.
Like, how we can better leverage our time for this moment. And a lot of that really is, like, making sure we have good SEO, making sure that everybody is, like, you know, everybody on staff is, like, having an okay time.
Yeah.
I spend a lot more time in management than I used to, just, like, having regular conversations about how are you, and it feels like a really good use of my time.
We pretty effortlessly pivoted to relying upon direct consumer mail order from our own website. I wouldn't have believed this if I had told myself this 2 months ago. But our daily income from that is the same as it was a year ago from selling to retailers. So then, you know, that tells us where to put effort. You know, that tells us that if we focus on making better descriptions, better product photography, better sequencing of what is on the front page of our website, then we'll get more out of that. Whereas normally we were just sort of in a frantic haze of, like, oh, we got 12 new books in, gotta get them up, okay. Oh, tomorrow's 6 new ones, you know. And it's one of those things where you kind of have to have the trial by fire to really learn what's at stake and what a good approach looks like. You know, you're not just gonna go into this knowing how to do it instinctively. You have to have some failure to learn what success looks like and to learn what a good response looks like.
Well, thank you for keeping a steady hand on the wheel.
Mm-hmm. And so now that's the funny part, is that I feel like now the sort of the downside is I can to some degree make it look effortless when it is in fact just quite a bit of effort. But I'm confident enough that that unnerves people.
I don't think anyone thinks it's effortless, even though you're very confident.
Right.
One thing I really appreciate about our team is that most of us have lived through crises before of many different kinds, and this is, you know, new and a big deal and affecting everybody, but it's also like we all know how to handle ourselves, and I feel like that's something that we take into account when hiring, and
yeah,
you might do well to do that too.
As right. I probably hopefully have said on every episode of this podcast, grit is overcoming a lifetime of obstacles, and that's like the number one thing that makes you a good publisher.
And math doesn't hurt either.
Right. Yeah.
So and praise math and use your grit.
And I do feel like, yeah, it's the trouble of publishers have an incredible aversion to marketing, numbers, financial planning, and any sort of like inward reflection on what is and isn't working. So those are your four things to overcome this week. Good luck.
Let us know how it goes and what questions you have for publishing in good times and bad.
Thanks for joining us once again.
Please send your questions to podcast@microcosmpublishing.com so we can answer them on future episodes.
And please give us 5 stars on iTunes and everywhere else that podcasts are reviewed.
You can find us on the internet at microcosm.pub.
On Twitter at microcosm.
On Facebook at microcosm publishing.
On Instagram at microcosm_pub.
And here in Portland, Oregon on North Williams Avenue.
Thank you so much.
Have a wonderful week.